I was driving west on I-65 to the Northwestern University campus one summer day when I ran headfirst into reality. I had packed up my gear to return to Evanston for my senior year as a Northwestern Wildcat football player. I was in the best physical shape of my life. I had excellent grades, a bright future waiting for me, challenging classes, campus parties, a girlfriend, fraternity brothers, and game day crowds. I was playing Big Ten football and holding my own, sometimes, against future NFL stars. My windows were rolled down and the Marshall Tucker band was cranked up on my car stereo. I was smiling all the way across Indiana, until suddenly I wasn't. Out of nowhere, somewhere between Indianapolis and West Lafayette, I started sobbing. "Get a grip," I thought to myself. "What's the matter with you?" I was crying so hard I had to pull off the highway. I pulled into a Holiday Inn parking lot and cried until I couldn't cry anymore. Then it hit me. I finally realized how afraid I was. It all went back to a single play the year before. I was pulling out to the right as the lead blocker on a sweep running play when I ran straight into a full-speed head-to-head collision with a linebacker. I don't remember much, because I was out cold and had to be carried off the field, strapped to a backboard. I was taken to Evanston Hospital, where I would stay for a week while they ran one test after another to determine the extent of my injury. I couldn't even lift my head off the pillow without assistance. During my long, slow recovery, the doctors told me that I could do serious, irreparable harm if I hit my head just right again. They even mentioned the word vegetable. But I was so determined to fight my way back that I didn't allow any of that to register, or so I had thought, until that very moment, driving through the corn and soybeans of Indiana. I climbed out of my car and searched for a payphone to call Mom and Dad. They said, "John, are you all right?" Trying to hold back my tears, I replied, "Not exactly." "What's wrong?" With tears flooding my eyes, I said, "I don't think I can play football this season. I'm scared."